You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and welcome, as you always are, Tuesdays, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, to my couch, where we talk about everything that can help you out, whether it's psychological, spiritual, getting in touch with your inner self, interviewing amazing authors and leaders, as we will be doing today. You're here and you've arrived. And if you have more questions or comments during the show, you can check it out right here live, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Love to hear from you during the show. We are streaming live right now, so come on down and enjoy what we're going to be talking about. As I previewed last week, my special guest today, I've been waiting to interview her for quite a while because she's very popular, but I got her on the show finally. So Zen Cryer DeBrook, you've heard of her before. You see her next to me. Hi, Zen. How are you?
Hi. It's really good to be here. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you.
Oh, it's great to talk with you too. Finally, nice to meet you in person. And y'all might have heard about Zen's Smart Soul Academy. She has created this amazing, it's a wonderful venue, virtually, if you like, which makes accessible globally her seminar work, her seminal work on the International Guidance System. It's called the IGS that she's created. It's all about her book as well that we'll be talking about. It is an international sensation, guys. You'll love this. Her book, by the way, is called Your Inner GPS. Easy to read. How to, you know, kind of let your inner wisdom guide you to more success and more happiness and just sort of living your life more peacefully. And what I love about you, Zen, is that you live in what you are teaching, and you did it when you were really young. You got up and out, and you are a very determined soul and did your own thing in life and created this amazing tool. So thank you so much for being here. Let me just set this up a little bit more so folks can know exactly who you are. I think they already do because I kind of put that out there in social media. But Zen Cryer DeBrook is an internationally renowned inspirational teacher, speaker, author, and executive coach. And her passion is teaching people to tap into their innate inner guidance system. And it will, if you can do that, and we're going to learn how to do that today. She's yes. going to do that for us today. We're going to generate consistent, successful results in our life. So, and it's not necessarily, oh, I want to make tons of money. Oh, I want to manifest wealth. I want to manifest that house. Sure. Yeah, for sure. But this is more taking care of your inner self. So it's sort of replacing exhaustion, anxiety, fear, and dread with ease and joy and flow and fulfillment. So her programs have helped thousands of people all over the world transform their lives for the better with sustained positive changes in their business and their personal lives. So there you go. And if I, you know, kept talking about your accolades and everything you have done, it would take up half an hour of the show, Zen. So we're going to just move right along.
Sounds good. I prefer that. I'm sitting here going, oh,
I'm gonna right.
Get a little shy over here.
Oh, bless your heart. So in your Smart Soul Academy teachings, you talk about that we were all born with a sort of a factory installed inner guidance system. So can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I was can I tell a little bit about my history? Because it'll give some context.
I really did want folks to learn about your backstory too. So
yeah, that would be great. Because then, thank you. Sure. I came from a rough background when I was a kid, physical abuse, verbal abuse, and other abuse. And then my parents were pulling some Jerry Springer type stuff.
Oh, you know, gosh, honey.
Getting married to my mom's best friend, my dad did, and all these different things. So it was dramatic. I had a lot pulling me away from the things that I wanted to do in life.
Ooh, and bless your heart. Yeah.
And so when I was 17, I went ahead and got emancipated from my parents.
Wow.
And at that time I had to drop out of high school. So I could
right?
get a job.
Right.
Yeah. That's I had to work.
Right. That's hard.
The thing that happened is I thought that would solve my issues, but what I found is that I came out of the gate into young adulthood, very bitter, resentful, right. and angry.
Sure.
And
sure.
Yeah. And then all these rejection and abandonment issues, right?
Go Hello? Figure. Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
And I kept making self-sabotaging moves in my life.
Yeah.
Quitting jobs and getting in an argument with my roommate and saying, I'm moving out. And they go, you know, of course, go ahead, leave.
Yeah.
Right. You know, living out of my car, jobless. No, you know, I'd expect bosses to come running down the street. No, we can't live without you. That actually never happened.
Right.
I'll show you. And you know. So I was really having a rough time, and I had really good friends. And that wasn't really an issue. And one of them
good for you.
In 1993 gave me a cassette tape with Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
Cassette tape. I was driving around in my little orange Honda, which we called the Hoda because it had no N. take the Hoda.
Cute.
And I was playing this tape. Yeah, I know. It's pretty funny.
Love it.
These little things. Remember in high school, you have these little things with your friends, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Aww. Yeah. And so
you're driving around listening to the law of attraction.
Yes. And what she wanted me to know is that I'm creating this with my frequency, right?
Yes.
And what ended up happening is that was important to me. And I did use the law of attraction and manifestation. But what really hit me was they talked about the internal guidance system, that we all have it. We're born with it. And it's tuned into our own purpose and life blueprint. And when we feel a tight, clenching feeling in our body, that means that we are off track. Our thoughts are carrying us away from what we truly want and our purpose. And when we feel an expanded, you know, neutral to an expanded opening feeling, that we are on track. And I knew.
Right.
Yeah. And so I knew that when I blew it, I was closed. I was tight. That was and I would be tight for days afterwards, replaying the same thinking over in my head about the situation.
Right.
And so I started playing with it. And I went from high school dropout. I'd already been doing some community classes to getting my degree in foreign policy from UC Davis to starting my own import-export company and then becoming one of the first tech CEOs in downtown San Francisco in 1996.
Wow. Oh,
the usability and design.
Great. You
it
rocked.
Is.
You did
because
really well. Wow.
Well, we all have that. That's what I'm here to share.
Yeah.
Is that every human being is born with this tool. And when you learn how to calibrate your thoughts to the openings, magic and synchronicity become the norm.
Right.
It's normal.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
It does.
It is. Well, look at nature. Everywhere on earth is magical and synchronistic. You walk out into the ocean, you know, and you go scuba diving or you go into the forest and everything is collaborating in this magical synchronistic dance.
Yes. Yes. And we're all one.
Exactly. And so I believe that our minds have carried us far away from this synergy that is naturally here on this planet.
Yes.
And that this tool is intended to move us back into that synergistic experience by reprogramming the thoughts that are coming through. And
that's
you reprogram
amazing.
Them. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're going to talk more about that, but that's
love basic that.
Gist.
And also, thank you so much. What a great open, beautiful, whew. And we'll be talking about all that stuff. And guys, if you have any questions, please do so. Reach out, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And, you know, I will shoot them out there. Many of the questions that I receive online here are a lot of the questions I'm going to be asking you. So that works out perfectly.
Good. I love questions.
You know, I think you are an amazing person because you started... You were hypervigilant. I think, you know, psychologically speaking, when we grow up, right, in an abusive environment, and it's really tough to figure out. We shut down, but it sounds to me like you did not shut down. You were an aware soul who said, I've got to get out of here. I've got to, really. And that also, hypervigilance, that also makes you aware of bodily symptoms. It just makes you more of an aware person. So, I think it's difficult, as you were saying, for a lot of people to tap into asking themselves, how do they feel? And we'll get into that guidance system, but it's very hard for a lot of folks because we're all in the frontal lobe. We're all, you know, those neural patterns that are going 100 miles an hour that we think, what?
It's the first thing.
Same thing.
It's literally the first thing that happens is once you get turned on to it, and we'll do the exercise, and you start using it, your thoughts, you'll feel the closing sensation, which we'll talk about. Yes. And then your thoughts, but you'll be like, I don't even know what I was just thinking.
Right.
I can't even catch the thoughts that I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
So part of what we do, the first thing we do at Smart Soul Academy is get you in touch with what's going on inside your head. And that is creating your reality. That your unique mindset is creating the reality you live in. So it's incredibly important for all of us humans to get in touch with that.
It really is. And I think in your Smart Soul Academy, what is different than many other teachings that I've been through and seen is that a lot of folks go, okay, we're going to meditate on the, you know, people are going, huh? Wait a minute. I can't meditate. I've got 100,000 things going on and I've tried to calm the mind and it's just not happening. So I love the way that you walk your students and companies through, you know, learning this lesson of really being aware of what's going on inside your mind and
yes.
then how to sort of sustain a better mindset and then apply it to the body. So, you know, yeah. we can talk about that too. But I mean, you really jumped to, I'm going to learn more about this and I'm going to use it in my own life. So do you think that your own inner guidance system propelled you to become that CEO of your own company?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah. yeah.
I have no training in tech. And what
yeah.
happened
oh,
was...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so what happened was I was running an import-export company. I was doing mostly export because I really had a concern about our deficit. And I was working with people overseas. And
yeah.
My brother's best friend had done an HTML class and had been and got a degree
wow.
in website design.
Right.
Yeah, right. This is 94.
Yeah, sure.
And so he said to me, "Do any of your overseas clients need web services? You know, want to create a website?" And I said, "What's a website?" And he showed me all this code,
yeah,
lines
yeah.
of code, and I was like, "I can never sell that. I can't sell anything I don't understand."
Right. Right, exactly.
Well, lo and behold, my clients overseas started asking because I was in Sacramento and near San Francisco. They started asking if I knew anything about getting a website because it was coming out of the area I was in. And I
sure.
was like, yeah. So I sold
yeah.
the project, brokered the project. And then my brother's friend, who's a Jolt Cola drinking all-nighter guy,
yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
not responding.
Love it.
He would get frustrated with the stupid questions, right? And I had to jump in to save face. Well,
sure.
I was planning on only doing it once, but then it became more and more lucrative where people are wanting this. And so I locked myself in a bedroom with a whiteboard, an office kind of bedroom with a whiteboard for the weekend. And I got a stack of old Wired magazines.
Love
and
it.
I read it. I read a ton of them and I started writing stuff on the whiteboard. And by the time
nice.
I finished, there was a natural inclination and that was all opening. It wasn't
wow.
forced. It was an excitement.
Right, right.
There was
right.
a natural inclination that I got it. And so I understood it and I understood it better than most people who had studied it because I understood how to bring it into the human network.
Right.
Like that, you know, where how,
right.
usability and how to, we called it harvesting intuition from the
right.
real world. And we, wow. and we became very successful.
Yes.
And,
yes.
We had our clients were like, British Petroleum, Bank of America, Wells Fargo,
wow.
Applied Materials. We
yes.
big. We had an office
huge.
In London for just to service BP. And there's many times where I was thinking that I could not do this. It was too big. I'm not smart enough, which was
right.
closing.
Right.
You get this tight feeling, which and
right.
I know
right.
that those thoughts are not true.
Perfect. Yes.
I went in anyways. And in using my IGS, I had the right answers. I would sit and think through something for a few seconds and get the opening and then move forward. And
right.
that doesn't happen unless I mean, that's training.
Yes.
To be an executive, CEO
yes.
Of this company. And it takes a lot of leadership training to be able to, at 26 years old,
oh my goodness.
Into a division of BP's boardroom with all the top people and explain to them what you want to do with their internal intranet, you know?
Right.
Exactly. Luckily at the time, young people were respected in the internet.
Exactly.
They were hailed as,
oh. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. They sure were. So, no, that's amazing. I was going to say you might've gotten, boy, you're so young though, but really you're so intelligent and driven and,
yeah.
You know, your soul needed to learn these things in this lifetime and bring this stuff to all of us here in every outlet. And also in your Smart Soul Academy. By the way, in case you're just tuning in, don't go anywhere. Stay here because we're going to go through process in just a little bit as to how you can sort of tap in to your inner guidance system. But if people want to check you out, what is the best way? What's your website that they can go on right now where they're watching?
Yeah, it? It's smartsoulacademy.com. And okay. I have inside there is 13 programs and I made it incredibly affordable. It's $47 a month for all 13 programs.
Yes.
And $97 a month if you want to be a part of the 5 coaching calls with me where I help you work through closings and find your openings. I believe this technology belongs to every human being on the planet. I didn't create this. I decoded it. And I want to make it accessible for everyone because I truly believe when I, every time I follow my openings into hard times and my students as well, the best things and the best outcomes happen. And we need the best things and the best outcomes right now in our world.
Right. Right. Exactly. So, we sure do. Boy.
Yeah.
You nailed it, especially right now. So in case you guys just tuned in, I'm here with my special guest, Zen Cryer DeBrook, and she is the founder of the Smart Soul Academy. Check her website out, smartsoulacademy.com. Also, if you've read her book before, it's called Your Inner GPS, and it's relying on your inner guidance, personal guidance system, which we all have. But you seem to leap over a lot of those frontal lobe ruminations about I'm not enough of enough, and my life sucks, and fear, and all that stuff that we get growing up, and you sort of leaped out of your own environment and said, nope, not happening. Yeah. I'm moving on and created your own business. Then the dot-com collapse came and you created something else.
Yes. So
right.
The seeds of Smart Soul Academy, man. Everybody in the San, we ended up moving to San Francisco. We had a beautiful office about a block and a half from the Transamerica building, right down central.
Right.
And yeah. And it was super fun at that time. You know, everybody heard about the amazing parties and I got to go to those and do all that. And then the crash happened. And literally within a week, everything changed. It wasn't a slow thing.
Right.
Real estate went from $20 a square foot in San Francisco for commercial space to $1.25 within a week.
My God.
And
my
so
God. Yeah,
people
crazy.
Were laying people off by the hundreds daily all throughout the city. I didn't even say thousands personally.
Right.
Because it wasn't just the technology companies. It was also the financial companies.
Sure. And, I mean, it was everything collapses at once, you know. So
yeah, it did. And I went through the same level of stress that most people do. Stress is always closing. We'll talk about that and what stress, how I define it. But it's really about pivoting your thoughts. And so I was laying in bed one night thinking we were in $1.2 million of personally secured debt, me and my three partners. And I was sitting there thinking, what am I going to do? And I was very closed, which means everything I'm thinking is not true or not going to happen.
Right.
And I needed to find that thought. And I had always wanted to go get my MBA.
Yeah.
But this, all this stuff happened and I just didn't get to it.
Right.
I thought, you know, well, at least I'm going to get my experiential MBA and my whole body opened. And that's what happens when deep truth comes in. Right. And I was like, wow, I'm so open. This is going to really serve me in my future. What I'm about to learn going through this is going to be something that I won't be able to get anywhere else in the same way. And I started getting excited about the opportunity of being in a downturn and figuring out how to make things work in the corporation.
Yes.
And so I got happy and I got excited and I was like looking at everything as a beautiful challenge instead of devastation and horror. And my whole life was over.
Yeah. No kidding.
I know.
I mean,
And so we have a night called Stone Soup. Okay. And it was, we'd all get together because we were all suddenly broke and all of my friends in the tech would get together and we'd sit around and I bring the carrots, I'll bring the potatoes. I've got, you know, hot dogs and we would come together and share food and have a big meal and talk about what's happening. And I was chipper. And I'm actually really a pretty chipper person, but I was chipper. And they're like, either tell us the doctor that's giving you the drugs.
Yeah, so thank you.
Or tell us what's going on for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I explained that I have this internal guidance system that I've been using for years. And I had this thought about the experiential MBA and that this is going to be one of the best things that ever happened to me going through this. And they said, teach us. So I started teaching people in my living room because they were in so much pain.
Right.
And then word started getting out, and I had a publisher contact me about a year and a half later and asked me to write a book. I said, no, I wasn't ready. And I had to go through, I was a consultant in between, and I had to go through a challenge of, I felt demoting myself to go do this work because it's just, I didn't see it as what it really is.
Yes.
And it hadn't been decoded far enough. Like,
right.
Now I get the bigger picture. We were born with a system that reprograms our neural pathways.
Yes.
Away from our childhood programming.
Right.
So I didn't know that at the time. I didn't realize how big this was.
Right.
And, but that's how it got started. And
that's beautiful.
Eventually the publisher kept poking me, and I did write the book, Your Inner GPS. And I've been doing this now for 23 years.
It really
started in 2006.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey. Has. I'm excited for humanity.
Yes, it is. And thank you so much for all of this. We so appreciate it. Guys, if you want to write, and I'm getting some questions here coming in, we'll get to those in just a little bit. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. We can ask Zen Cryer DeBrook exactly what you'd like to know. All right, but we're moving on. So let's first of all talk about being closed. You know, so many of us just, as I mentioned earlier.
Let us, hold on. Let's do the exercise, because if I talk about it, then I insert stuff in people's brains. And I don't want to influence anybody from their experience. So let's do the exercise, and
perfect.
That way they can grok for themselves what this is. Okay, good.
Perfect. Very cool. Right. So we'll go from being closed to open. So here we go. All right,
okay.
Folks, ready?
So I recommend, if you can, if you're not walking or in a car, close your eyes, because it helps with get in touch with your body.
Okay, we're all doing this together, people who are still.
Yes.
Okay.
Close your eyes and feel the bottom of your feet.
Okay.
You'll notice they start to kind of tingle.
Mm-hmm.
Little energy, and then feel the palms of your hands. Just put your attention on them. Think about them.
Okay.
Once again, a little tingling will start.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I'm going to go ahead and say two statements, and I just want to let you just have them, let them go through your mind like a cloud would through the sky. Don't hang on to it. Don't try to answer it. Just kind of just have the thought while you're focusing on your feet and hands. All right. Here's the first statement. I do not have an internal guidance system. Noticing any sensation in the center of your body. I do not have an internal guidance system. And then feel your feet and hands again. And here's the second statement. I do have an internal guidance system. I do have an internal guidance system. Notice any difference in sensation in the center of your body. All right, wiggle your fingers. Open your eyes. So what happened? What happened for you in the first statement? I do not.
For me in the first statement, I did feel a tingling in my feet and my hands. Okay. I was really, when you said feel your hands and feet. And then when you said, I do not have, it was sort of an empty, I was almost numb. My, you know, solar plexus, everything was, it was just sort of empty. It was numb. And the hands and the feet went a little numb as well. Then the second statement, it was like it sort of activated that tingling again in my hands and feet. And I started
and did
to
you feel anything in the center?
Yeah, I felt right going through here. I felt a little bit of tingling as well. It was sort of like, yes, it was sort of like I actually do. Now I've studied, you know, this for a long time as well. So it, for me, it was like, oh, you know, that's the truth. That is the truth. So,
yes.
But yes, you're right. It did work. It did help. So what was I doing? What was the process?
So what people, and you can have people email you if you want, we'd love to hear what your experience was.
Sure.
The first statement, most people report a lump in the throat, a tightness in the chest, or a hard feeling in the center of their body. And it feels like less air, like they're it's harder to breathe or you know, kind of thing. And we call that closing.
Right.
And then there's a neutral. We're not going to talk too much about today, but, and then the next thing that people feel is a release of all that tension,
right.
Opening up of the throat, the chest, the solar plexus. Some people report like a upward V energy feeling, just slight.
Yes.
It's just like I can breathe more, like something's breathed them, you know, it's kind of like that. And, we call that opening. So it's open, closed, or neutral is is the phrase.
Nice.
Now, the interesting thing is these sensations are only to what you're thinking. Notice I had you do a statement and then the body reacts.
Yes.
There isn't anything outside of you. Like if you've ever heard someone say, I have a bad feeling about that person.
Right. Right.
It's what you're thinking, and what you're thinking is not true or not going to happen. It's actually counterintuitive.
Right.
There's some old program or old thing that you taught or somebody that remind you, right? Because if that person's going to do something that you can't trust, you'll open at the truth of that thought.
Right.
And then the opening is meaning that your thought is true or carrying you towards something that you want to have happen or something even better than that.
Yes.
And so you learn, it's like a compass. Due north is like ecstatic opening when you have like the most passionate idea in the world and you can't stop thinking about it and making
it.
And then neutral is like east or west is like neutral. And that's where what most students are all the time. They're in just this comfortable, beautiful, relaxed state of being. And then due south is panic or terror. You have a thought in the middle of the night, I'm going to lose my house, right? Well, that is always not true.
And
exactly. Right. So you learn to stay in this neutral. And then as the IGS gives you signals, you check your thought and you course correct and you get back into what your purpose is. And that's where the magic and synchronicity lie. And so that's what the training's about. And let me ask you, because I want to really like, this is another thing. And what color is a yield sign?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What color is a yield sign?
Well, you know, I know. I read your book.
What was the what?
Usually people say yellow. Yellow. Right. In the olden days, you thought
you thought yellow, right? But you. And then I gave you the answer, but now you have the answer, right? So most people say yellow and black. And absolutely. I love it when we have like a chat feature because they're like yellow, yellow, yellow. It's like amazing.
Right. Exactly.
In 1971. The Congress declared that they wanted to change it to a red and white yield sign. And by 1974, they were all gone. Wow. Now, what's happening to your audience is they're saying, no, she's lying. I can see it in my mind.
Right.
I've seen them, right? They're out there. I'm positive 100%. Can't trust this lady. You know, all that. Go ahead and look at Wikipedia. Don't do it right now because we've only got a little time with you that I can share all the beautifulness of your own internal guidance system with you. But right after this, check it. I promise I'm telling the truth. It's been 23 years that I'm doing it. The thing is for most people is even if now that they know, if I ask them in a year, they'll know there's a trick to the question, but they won't be able to recall the red and white yield sign.
Yes.
And so if I gave you a crayon and I had someone color in the yield sign with the red crayon, it's there in your body because you somatically did something.
Absolutely.
More information doesn't reprogram the mind. That's why we go to these courses and get home and by Wednesday we're back in our habit.
Right.
Or read a book and it's interesting, but it doesn't change our lives. Or coaching even. You've got to have the body reprograms the mind.
Wow.
That's why the crayon works.
Right, exactly.
So this expansion and contraction, when you find a closing thought that's not true for you and you pivot to the opening, you start a new neural pathway. You're using the body to reprogram the mind.
Right.
And so we do it throughout the day. You just start, the goal is to catch it throughout your day.
Yes.
And so that way, and you pivot and you pivot. So what's happening is you are in an ongoing process of reprogramming your own mind to be aligned with your life's purpose, to manifest exactly what you want to have happen for you, what you plan to have happen for you on this planet.
Right.
And it leads you there. So you don't like everybody's like, you don't have to know how, just get the vision. Oh, well, they're
right.
They're right. It's like, but I don't know how. It doesn't matter. Once you're open at the vision, then you'll be led opening to opening to opening to at that thing happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How cool is that?
Perfect. Oh, how cool is that?
You can actually put manifestation aside and just focus on the opening, having the big vision and then openings. And it just happens naturally.
Right. Exactly. It's beautiful. And the body is wise. And the body-mind connection is so strong. And that's why they always say body-mind. I mean, but we have to be self aware and, you know, mindfulness about what's going on internally, as you explained. And thank you for that little guidance system, you know, we just did.
Do you have some questions? I'm excited.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking here on the phone. So we have a nice person. I'll make up her name. Sarah says, hey, Brooke. Brooke. She got the name wrong, but that's okay. I have...
Yeah.
I have an anxiety disorder and always have a hard time calming my thoughts without using my prescribed medication. How can I slow my mind and get into that state that you just led us through?
Okay, that's great. So that's a beautiful question. So one of the things that I discovered as I was decoding this is that there are certain emotions or experiences that are always closing and they mean something. They mean something about what you're thinking. So fear, worry, anxiety, overwhelm, procrastination, irritation, frustration, guilt, impatience, rushing, like you're late, doubt. Everything I just listed, I kind of put in a bucket of called stress. When you're stressed. Stress, all those things I labeled are always 100% closing and never true. And so what happens is that it's really hard with anxiety for people in the beginning. You can get it and it's fast. I mean, you can get it. You need training. But what happens is you get a closing thought and you feel the anxiety feeling because anxiety is the closing of your IGS.
Right.
And then that closing, oh no, I'm getting an anxiety attack. Then you're closed deeper. And then the more you think about that thought, the more you close until the next thing you know, you're in a panic attack. You're like, remember I said that the compass is panic, terror.
Exactly.
So what I recommend is,
first of all,
I'm going to give you a link to the first three exercises in that are free in Smart Soul Academy. And so Sarah, please, I know that's on your mind, go and do the first one. And what the first thing you do is you need to connect the mind to the internal guidance system so that you are very clear that this is reacting to this. And then really great exercise, and it's in there too, is I call it dropping into your listening. Feel your feet, feel your hands. And then you listen to the sounds around you. Don't name them. Don't be like refrigerator, computer, fan. Experience them as a wave because they really are a wave. And so what happens is you're focused on two senses. You're focused on your physical touch and you're focused on sound as an experience. Your mind goes quiet and you get this deep peace. There's a vibration. There's an energy. There's a presence. It's what meditation brings you to, except this is a very fast way. And if your mind shifts, treat it like it's a little puppy that's in a box and it gets out. Don't beat the hell out of the puppy. Like, don't do that. Your own mind, right? You got to love your mind. So you just pick up the puppy, give a little thing and say, nope, we're going to focus on our hands and feet and sound. And you put it back in the box. And you have to do that 1,000 times. It doesn't matter. Eventually, this will become your natural state when you use the IGS. That beautiful neutral that I told you about, you're getting into that space of that beautiful meditative like experience, going through your life, enjoying it. Right. And then when the thought comes up, open or closed, you follow it.
Right. Exactly. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sarah, for emailing us. I really appreciate that. And thank you for helping her out. I think a lot of people really got that because we all experience anxiety and stress and worry and fear and guilt and all that stuff to a certain extent. So it's not just being able to say, okay, I'm going to change my thought. I'm going to use cognitive behavioral therapy and I'm going to use my affirmations every morning. And I think that's a thing that I hear all the time and I'm having a problem with. Well, you have to believe it. You have to feel the truth. And I think that's the thing we have to delineate is how can we find the truth? And as you said, you go within and you listen to your body. You ask these questions.
Let me explain real quick. So everything that I listed in the stress bucket, like frustration is always about a situation or a thing. Irritation's always about a person, never about anything else. What your mind is generating is your mind doesn't believe the situation or the person can change.
Right.
And your IGS closes in that. And that means they can change. This has been a miracle for people who have teammates, spouses, kids.
Yes.
You get in this place where you're like, he's never going to change. And you're closed.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
And so I'll give you an example. My husband and I'm super exuberant.
Really? So I didn't know that.
I get really excited about things. And so I came upstairs and he was sitting watching TV and I was like, oh my God, I have this new idea and I want to do this and this. And he looked at me and we've been married about 8 years at this point. He goes, I hate it when you manipulate me.
Oh my God.
And I immediately deflated.
Yeah.
And so, hold on. So I immediately deflated and I thought, I'm not manipulating him. And I close tight.
Right.
Because you'll find that expansions are, they're based on how wrong the thought is, untrue the thought is. And I went, I am manipulating him. And I opened back up and I was like, what? Wow. And so I said, I don't think I'm manipulating you. Please tell me what you're talking about.
Perfect.
And he said, you come up here and you're so excited and I have to do what you want to do or I'm going to disappoint you. And if I don't want to disappoint you, then I have to say yes. And I need more time to think it through it for our family. If it's right for our family, if it's right for me, if this is going to work. But I'm between a rock and a hard place. If I say yes, then we get down the road and I haven't thought about it and something comes up that I didn't get to discuss. And now I'm mad. And you're like, but you said yes. And then I'm like, yeah, but I have to go back on my commitment. But if I say no, you're going to be bummed and upset and hurt. And, you know, I'm pulling the wind out of your sails. And he almost always says yes. Now I go in and I explain it to him and I try to keep my exuberance down, you know,
right.
Tail on a puppy, you can barely right. stand it. But he has yeah. time to think about it. And he almost always right. comes back with a yes or a couple concerns that we think through. I would have fought in my younger years before I had the IGS to the death to convince him I'm not manipulative. I wouldn't have asked. We would have just said, yes, you are. No, you're not. Yes, you are. No, you're not. No, I'm not. Yes, you know. And there's so many places in our lives. We go to talk in a meeting and we yeah. stop at work right. because we think right. they're not going to want to listen to what we have to hear, but you're closed.
Right.
You're right. Like, exactly. oh, I'm closed. Right. They are going to want to hear. And it's not always yeah. back and forth, right? That's why the practices are so important and the steps, because yes. a lot of people sit down and go, oh, should I move to New Jersey or New York? and that's not right. how it works. What if you're supposed to move to New Hampshire?
That's right.
New Hampshire, right? Right, but if you right. are open to move, what will happen yes. is you get the opening and then you go back to following the openings. All of a sudden somebody's like, we're going to do a lake weekend in New Hampshire. You go and you're like, this is it.
Right.
This is where right. I belong. Your IGS will actually lead you there.
Yes.
So absolutely. It's like, you know, what do you do with a magic eight ball when you get the wrong answer?
Shake it again.
Shake it again, right? And that's not how the IGS works. It's
yeah,
really
exactly.
about the purpose.
Right.
And it wants
right.
it'll give you the most opening thought it can find that you're in to get you to where you're supposed to be. It's really cool.
It is cool. And I love your language and the way you describe it. It's really, it's not, you know, typical, like we're going to get in touch with our higher self. Well, yeah, we all have
already
it.
Here.
It's our body, right?
It's right here. It's already here.
And also in following with the law of attraction, it's our frequency or vibration or whatever you want to call it that we are putting out. I mean, this, you know, it's all energy and it's all what we're putting out and it's all folks. We all pick it up from other people. And I wanted to ask you that question too, about your husband, by the way, good for you for getting a human being, a male person in your life who can say, well, here's the way I take it. And here's what happened. I mean, wow. I wouldn't have any business if everybody had a mate like that, you know?
So, oh, believe me, I've got things that I could pay you for it with him. But yeah, he is very intuitive.
You're cute.
In fact, it's one of the big reasons that I took a second look.
Good for you, girl.
Because
that's
he sent me a really present and Ooh. Aware email after our first meeting. And
nice.
I was like,
Wait a minute.
You've exactly. got all these good things that I'm hearing. That, yeah, no, most people don't think that way. So
no, it's really
special.
It's really true. Interesting. Same thing with me. When I met my husband, it was like, you know, nice man, nice looking, intelligent, not big ego. That's interesting. But then I thought, well, you know, and then he wrote me and said something about, we were just this movie he was watching and it had to do with going out of our bodies and sort of being able to do that and let loose. And I went, who the heck is this person? You know, he said, oh yeah, I've been out of my body several times and I discovered a lot of things. I'm going, okay, I've got to know more.
Yeah.
I've got to know more. Same thing. So good for you. Yeah, of course we all have issues and trouble and we can't really change anybody. We only can change ourselves and our truth or our openings to learning, right?
Yeah. And I think there's so many amazing, beautiful, profound things about this tool. I can never really get them all out. That's
sure.
why I have 13 programs. But one of the cool things, is, like, for instance, when I was younger, I was told that I was jealous when I was in high school. You're really jealous. You need to stop being jealous. And I did. I had, if my boyfriend was talking to another girl, I had these horrible feelings and I would get upset.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it turns out, so I was working on jealousy. I read books on jealousy, all that.
Good for you.
When I was in my mid-20s, I was listening to, thank you, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, right? I love her. I really
so
do.
Cool.
I just loved how practical she was.
Right.
She was cool. She is cool. I don't know if she's still on.
Yeah.
And she was talking to a woman who was explaining that she's jealous. And when they dug into it, she said, no, honey, you're insecure. Insecure is about self-esteem. And this is what insecurity feels like. And jealousy is about power and control.
Yeah.
Jealousy is actually very violent. And insecurity is very, very diminishing. And so I was like, oh my gosh. Here's the cool thing. I literally said out loud in my office, because I was listening to her while I was working. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not jealous. I'm insecure. And my body went,
right. Wow.
Open.
Wow.
Well, here's the cool thing. When you're broken, when you discover something that isn't working for you in your life, and it's true, you open. There's a sense of knowing, peacefulness. There's a sense of sudden awareness about something that you want to shift. It doesn't, anything in your life that's causing you shame or this closed down feeling or where you want to beat yourself up or any of that is not true. Right. And our children, this is all about our 0 to 7 year old childhood programming. Someone said you're shy or you talk too loud or whatever it is, you're athletic, you're not athletic, you're smart, you're bad at math, whatever it is. They give us all these ideas about what they think. And often it's not true. You can't take a 4-year-old and make a marker on them and you're shy. They're shy today. What about tomorrow? Right. So then they go into the world and they're like, I can't go to the party. I'm too shy. I'm an introvert. And they use their IGS. They find out they're actually an extrovert. If there's something that you need to work on, you open and you feel good about it.
Right,
imagine that.
Beautiful. I know. It's like, how does that happen? That's wonderful.
It's a gift. Yeah, exactly. It's so amazing. Yeah.
Yes. All
Most
right.
of the coaching I do. Yes. And Smart Soul Academy is just stopping people from hurting themselves with their own thinking about themselves.
Boy, is that huge. Which beautiful. Thank you for that. We do have another email here. Let me just put this out. And I hear this a lot as well. We'll say her name is Sally. And she said, next year I'm going to be turning 60. Yikes. I have a lot of fear, anxiety, and I have not had successful things happen for me in my life the way I would like. How can I change all of these things at my age?
Oh, yeah. I've got lots of women who are 60s and 70s. In fact, I put out a daily little audio moment where I think it was Monday, yesterday. It's not too late.
Yes.
I know people that are in their 70s who are getting married, having the best sex of their life. Oh, I mean, like, I'm like, oh my God, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah. La, la, la.
Because they're older and they're like, they talk about the female ejaculation. They talk about the, and I'm like, ah, I can't wait to get married. They're traveling around the world. They're starting businesses. They're becoming healers. They're taking classes. They're having the most fun. So it's not too late.
No, it's not too late.
Yeah. I wish I could just... Do Smart Soul Academy. Pay the $47. Do it for 3 months. Your life will change completely because you're reprogramming your own mind.
Right.
And what happens is when you start the new process, the old one goes neurally extinct. Here's the thing that's important is I can't put more information into your brain and have it change.
Right.
So the way that I design my programs, have you remember Mr. Miyagi from The Karate Kid?
Yeah, of course.
Wax on, wax off.
I love that.
Right. Yeah. I have these tiny little, what the Academy does is it's a 15-minute lecture. I give you a little practice. You take it into the world and you notice a big difference.
Yes.
You're thinking, your brain begins to be reprogrammed immediately from practice number one.
Yes.
And twice a week, you get 2 15-minute practices and you go do it in your life. It's very easy. It's very fun. It's fascinating. You get that wonderful experience of aha, aha, aha as you're living your life. And within 3 or 4 weeks, people start saying, what's different? You look more relaxed. You look happier.
Yes, yes.
But not only that, like we have a whole module in there on a lot of times you have to know what you desire. And a lot of people had their desires beaten out of them or pulled away from them.
Oh God, yes, yes. Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
You get a desire and then there's a process where you follow your openings to it and it just happens.
Right,
so,
right.
You have to do the practices to get your own ahas because it's the aha that makes you brilliant about yourself.
Right.
And once you're brilliant about yourself, all the things that you're hurting about, Sally, they take care of themselves.
Yes.
And these practices create brilliance.
And I think that's the number one thing.
Yeah, I think the number one thing people say about Smart Soul Academy is, I finally know who I am.
Yes, exactly.
For real.
Beautiful. And thank you, Sally, for writing. I know you learned a lot from that one. What a great answer that was as well. So would you say that we are tapping into, when we go and open up, become open, are we tapping into universal consciousness? Is it wisdom or whatever you want to call it that is bringing us the information we need? Or is it coming from ourselves in order to, I know this is,
the problem is so for me, I'm really excited the more people that learn this, because we get to have this conversation and cool. others, because I don't have an answer.
Right.
I don't know. I know that it's a yes. And I mean, there was one time where I was in the Denver airport with my friend and they shut the airport down and I had to go to San Francisco the next day to teach a class.
Wow.
And as we were, they told us we had to leave and that we'd go get a hotel and, you know,
yeah.
so big storm in Denver. So as we were leaving, he and I were checking with our IGSs and we were both closed about leaving the airport. So we went back to the gate and we just decided to stay there. Yeah. And everybody's like, you got to go. Everything's shut down. There's not going to be any food, on and on. And we just kept saying, we can't, we're closed and we don't know what's happening, but we have to follow. That's my commitment, is to make sure if this is broken, I'm going to find it so that I can stop teaching it or figure it out or whatever.
Yes.
In walked a flight crew going to San Francisco.
Wow.
There was a break in the storm and they checked us on the flight and we got to San Francisco. I'll tell you one thing. It is creepy being on a plane with just the staff.
It just is. I bet. You're going, whoa,
back of the
my
plane.
God.
I got chills. You're like, oh, I hope it's not all
right.
The time. You know, we're going over the Rockies.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my goodness.
I couldn't have known that.
Right. Exactly. You were
and
tapping
if, you know,
into
to say it's your higher self. Is it divine use? You know, so I think that as soon as enough people get this, we're going to be able to weigh in like near-death experiences, right? Where you got all this information about what happens
right.
and it's all similar all over the world.
Right.
I think that that's a thing that we as a humanity is going to need to have a conversation about and see what it thinks. And it may be
kidding.
Different for each person.
It just might.
And it's okay.
It is okay. And that's the thing. There's so much to talk about and I'd love to have you back on the show here again. You're
Please.
Such an amazing guest.
Thank
and
you.
I
You're
appreciate
so good.
It. Oh, and well, this is super because, you know, you are such an intelligent person and also your systems are really scientifically proved. I'm telling you, mind, body, real, get in touch with that. You're on your way, folks. So check it out, the Smart Soul Academy, and it will really help you out.
Special gift.
Ooh,
real
good.
Quick.
Yeah.
So if you go to mind, spark, spark.com, sign up. Number one, that will give you the first three practices to start using your IGS, and it'll prove itself to you within a matter of days, like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then also you're on my list and you'll get these 5 minute morning, it's like 5 minutes or less morning moments of inspiration where I talk about little philosophies that I've discovered from using my IGS that are counterintuitive sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
But they're beautiful and it's a really great way to start your day and give you something intriguing to think about.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest. Zen Cryer DeBrook, thank you for bringing all these wonderful things. Check out her book, Your Inner GPS, as well. A lot of her theories are based on this in her Smart Soul Academy, which will help you release so many things that have blocked you, open you up to your own truth, your inner truth, and bring you more joy and happiness and really success in whatever you want to accomplish in your life. All right. Yep. Thank you, my
thank
dear.
You.
Blessings.
Yes.
Take
thanks
good
for
care.
Having me.
All right. Nice come super. On down and thank you. Bye-bye now. All right, guys. Thank you for being here on the couch with me. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen. And do take care of yourself first. Check out your inner guidance system, and then you'll be great for other people. And that's the way it works in the world. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.